1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the languages of men and of the angels, but I do not have love, I am sounding copper or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophecy and know all the mysteries and have all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but if I do not have love, I am nothing. And if I distribute food from the proceeds of all my belongings, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but I do not have love, I am not profited in any way. Love is long-suffering. It is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not vaunt itself. It does not become puffed up. It does not behave in an unseemly way. It does not seek its own interests. It is not provoked. It does not keep an account of evil. It does not rejoice over injustice, but rejoices with truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It puts hope in all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecies, they will be abolished. And if there are tongues, they will cease. And if there is knowledge, it will cease to be applicable. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the culmination arrives, then that which is in part will be abolished. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But since I have become a man, I have done away with childish things. For now we see through a mirror enigmatically, but then it will be face to face. At present I know in part, but then I will know as I am also known. And now there remain faith, hope, and love. These three things, but the greatest of these is love.